Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome back, Teddy.
Thank you.
Teddy Grinberg, who's responsible for getting us all motivated, signed up, et cetera, for Live Healthy Iowa. It's that time. How many years have we been doing this?
That has been since 2002, I think. So it's 12 years.
Yes. And hopefully a lot of people who've done it before will sign up again because there's always new things. Teddy, I want to start out talking about signing up. The 27th, next Monday, is the suggested date. You can sign up after that, but that's the starting point, so it's good to get signed up. What do we need to do to get signed up?
Well, you probably do need to have access to the computer because obviously it's going to be a web-based program for the most part. So at least your team captain needs to be able to do that. The team captain gets 2 to 10 people on the team, and before they sign up, the team captain needs to have everybody's shirt size and
email address.
And then the team captain goes to the website, says sign on. The first step is if there is a group ID, and if you don't have a group ID, that means you need to use Healthy Cass County's group ID, which is LHICASS, all capitalized. But otherwise, some of the businesses around town that have multiple teams, they already have a group ID, and they know that. They have an administrator in-house, so like the hospital. Okay. But the average team doesn't, but we'd like you to be counted in Cass County. So that's you get that group ID, and then you just go on through the directions the way they tell you to do it.
Pretty simple. And somebody asked, well, do I have to weigh in and put that in there? No. That you can do that later on your own page.
That's the team captain never sees your stuff. Once they sign you up, and you will get a sign-in log back from the administrators at Live Healthy Iowa, and then you can sign in on your own time and doing all your own information. Mm-hmm. You'll pick your own magazines then that you want to get free and your stuff is your stuff.
Yeah, Stacy here signed some of us in yesterday. And so yesterday when I went home and looked at my computer, there was my message that said I could sign in. And I thought it was pretty neat. I had participated before, so it not only told me what my name was, which is just your email address. I think that's the usual. But it remembered my password and told me what my password was. And
yes.
And I don't know if I probably wrote that down somewhere. But anyhow, I hadn't remembered it till. Oh, there it is. So, yeah, they're very helpful that way. And then from there, you have lots of choices of what you want to do.
That's true. One little glitch thing I found last year is if your captain hasn't signed you up yet, you won't be active yet. You need to have that message come back from them. And then even if you've done stuff with them before and you have your password and ID, then, you know, you still need to wait until you get that message back or else you can't get into it the right
way.
Okay.
And I'm guessing if that happened, there is a spot that says contact us. You can put in your question and they'll get back to you.
Absolutely. And if you do that and they don't get back to you, there are some people who just go straight to me or their team captain, and I have a great connection, and they usually are right on it within a few hours.
How do we contact you, Teddy?
I am at, everybody ready for this? tgrinberg@nishnavalleyymca.com.
And sometimes when I see Nishna Valley YMCA, there's two Y's in there. I mean, that's right.
That is right. It's a long one, and I'm sorry to have to give that to everybody.
Yeah,
it's not a quick and easy. But
it's what it is, Nishna Valley YMCA. So just
absolutely.
That's what it
and,
is.
And technically, if you use that Cass County code to sign up with, I am your administrator. So if your team captain has questions, feel free to contact me because that's what I'm supposed to do.
Okay, so just to make clear, there is an administrator, and as you mentioned, some of the bigger, like the hospital has an administrator. That's different than the team captain.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm administrator over all the teams in Cass County.
Okay.
And then there's usually an administrator in some of our bigger, like the hospital has their own administrator. The Y has their own administrator.
And the administrator does get some information back, like totals or averages and so on, but not individual information.
No, nobody gets individual information. What they track, you can access reports if you want, and those will give average activity minutes for a team or total activity minutes for a team, and then percent weight loss of the team. You know, okay. It tracks it that way. So I think, once you get involved, then you need to be kind of aware that you need to get your data in every week. So that's really the role of the team captain, is making sure everybody gets their stuff in. You have a 2-week lag, I think, to get things in, but after a point in time, you don't remember anyway. So
yeah, that's right. It's better just to try and kind of maybe set a time. I don't know if it's just before you go to bed or whatever. Just kind of set a time. This is because it then doesn't take. But I mean, you don't have to go through the whole place and see all the recipes and all the ideas for what you can do. Just put in your information, and it just takes almost seconds.
It's my tracker.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Well, now, when we say Live Healthy Iowa, to me that says one of the big benefits is that we're trying to get healthier. But what are some of the overall benefits? I mean, there's some other benefits here besides.
Well, there's some perks. One of the things, once you sign up, you have an access card that you can tap on and print out and carry with you. And you can go all over the state. They have a listing on the website of all of the businesses around the entire state that are recognizing that access card. And, all over, Wise and other fitness centers are doing, no joiner fees or reduced amounts. Or the Y here in Atlantic for the month of January is offering no joiner fee. And for the month of February is a half joiner fee. So that's, it's a savings. That's pretty significant if you decide this is going to be something you want to do. And to make it a little easier to figure out if you want to join the Y, through the 10-week challenge, you bring your card in, and I think it's every Tuesday is free.
Just try it out.
Yeah. So you can come and say, oh, wow, I never knew this was. And, if you get in the habit of going on several Tuesdays, then maybe it is what you need to think about.
And then are there percent discounts if you buy things?
There are in some businesses around, some fitness businesses around the state, maybe 10% here and such. It kind of varies from area to area how they've decided to do that.
Okay.
But that list is on the website, too. Okay. And last time I looked at it, it was pretty extensive.
And there is a free magazine. Somebody said to me, well, Playboy probably isn't on there. That's right.
Playboy's not on there, no.
But some fitness type things. Or there's some, there's like Family Circle. There's some
Midwest
kinda
Living I got last year. It's a time to try a magazine that you've never done. They added some men's magazines this year, too.
That's good.
Men's Health, I think, or Men's Journal.
There's two.
And then I noticed that there was a runner's magazine this year, too, which I think is excellent. Gets you in a habit, and then you start reading about it, and you get really jazzed and think, there's a lot more to this than just put my shoes on and do it.
Yes.
It's kind of fun, and there's a psychology to it.
And, of course, we haven't mentioned, but there is a $20 fee. How do we pay that fee?
When the team captain signs up, they have to have a credit card, and they will do all of that at one time, and so each team member will need to pay them back individually. They haven't made that easier yet that way. Some of the teams, if you are at I think Mala, they pay, your business pays for your entry fee because they're that interested in having you do that.
Great.
So that's usually worked out, but maybe you still have time to go to your boss and say, hey, we've got a group of people, would you kick in some of the money for this.
Right.
It benefits them to have healthier people and,
absolutely,
more productive employees and everything that goes along with fitness.
Yeah. And so then you get that free T-shirt. That's a part of your $20. You get that magazine. And if you use that card, you get a lot of discounts there. Other things, the information, of course, is
there's so much information. Actually, it's kind of interesting. My husband's getting ready to do a marathon and had ended up buying something, a plan. And it's like, well, Doug, there's all these plans on Live Healthy, and you're already signed up. So there's plans. I pulled one. It's 5 weeks to a 5K. And you can say, click join this plan. It gives you a start date. You can choose your start date, and then it plugs it into the calendar. And those are things that, you would pay money for, you know, for somebody to do a plan for you and tell you this day you get off the couch and you're going to cross train or you're going to speed work out or whatever it is.
We are having a 5K here in Atlantic, which is one of the sites. There's not a lot of sites around Iowa, so we're really fortunate, I think, to have the 5K here. And we'll talk about that more. I notice I can sign up for the 5K now, but I'm guessing I can do that later also.
You can do that up to the very end, and we will even have registration on the day of.
Okay. So, and the actual end of the program, Live Healthy Iowa, is April 4. Mm-hmm. January 27th, April 4. And there's a reason for that length of time. I mean, if you really go through that, that's time to change a habit.
Absolutely.
Yes. So
absolutely.
We want to thank you very much, Teddy Grinberg, for coming in and hyped up about Live Healthy
Iowa. Oh, get
Iowa.
Out there and sign up. You still have the weekend.
You bet. And until next time, here's a thought from Edward Arlington Robinson. Life is the game that must be played.